I got out of my first speeding ticket.
That's right.
Oh, congratulations.
I have never in my life gotten out of a traffic violation.
You get stopped, you're getting a ticket. Huh?
Yeah, if I get stopped, I'm getting a ticket, and it's been that way ever since I turned 16.
Okay.
But for some reason, the other night, I was working late because I'm doing
a movie,
that little movie we're doing.
Movie star and stuff.
And so I'm on my way home, and it's about 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to get home because I want to get at least an hour of sleep. So I decided to go a little bit faster than the speed limit allotted.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it would be fine because there's no other cars on the road at that time.
Monday night, Sunday night?
Yeah, it's like nobody's really in trouble with
That's
my
what
driving.
That's it says under the speed limit, 60, unless there's no other cars on the road.
That's what it should
kinda,
say.
You know, I know it's not the law or anything, but I always figure a police officer gives you about a 9 to 10 mile
I think it is.
Per hour window.
They should.
Let you go over a little
Especially
bit.
Well,
you don't abuse
cars.
The privilege.
Well, I went over that.
How
nine
much
to
more
ten.
Over?
Well, I was coming down a hill and I saw and it was dark and I finally saw the lights probably about 200 feet away.
Yeah.
Too late at that point.
And it's too late. Yeah. I even hit the brakes and I said, he's gonna get
you should
me.
You never hit the brakes. That's just an admission of guilt.
I know, but it just happened. I reacted with
instinct,
it.
Instinct, yeah.
As soon as I saw him, he turned on his headlights. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, he's definitely gonna come and get me.
How fast are you going? You gonna admit it?
Yeah, I will. He started inching forward so that as I passed him, he was already in full motion and got right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
When I hit the brakes, I looked down. I was in a 35 zone. I was maybe doing 55.
Wow.
55 in the 35?
That's like felony status right there.
No, it's 20, not felony.
20, I think I did that once, 25.
So
20 over, 20,
you
25
jail.
Over the speed limit is.
So I might have, since that was after I hit the brakes, I might have been going maybe 53.
All right.
I was going a little fast.
Yeah.
And so he lights me up right away, and I know what's happening. But we had done that bit a few months ago, that kid did, on how to get out of a traffic ticket, where it said you got to pull into a well-lit area if it's nighttime. Mm-hmm. So that basically you want to make the police officer feel really safe. So I pulled into a parking lot.
You need to feel safe, too. Yeah. What if it was a fake cop?
Yeah, exactly. But this was a real cop.
And they understand. As long as you're not speeding.
Right.
Be very
respectful. Well, you are speeding. Yeah.
So I passed up a couple opportunities to pull over in a very dark street, to pull over in a small shopping center that was well lit. And then I rolled down my window. I turned off the radio. I turned off my car. I placed my keys on the roof of the car.
Okay.
See,
you're doing
just
everything a good minority should do.
I know. It's
sounds like I've been arrested before, so I know the routine.
Yeah,
I would never think to put my keys on top of the car.
Or maybe it's another Monday.
Maybe I just know the law, Kelly, and I just want to make that gentleman
feel
safe.
The law says put the keys on top of your car?
But I'm trying to make him feel safe so that, I'm not going to take off.
Right.
I am staying put right here, even though I could take off running.
Where you put
I've
the weed in the pistol?
Shut my engine off.
I know. Well, that's what. Remember that bit kid did? That's what he told
us
to do. So I was doing everything he said, and I already started going over my apology because he said as soon as the police officer walks up, you just automatically apologize and say I'm really sorry and tell them why you were trying to get home.
Usually, if they're posted up for you, you're going to get a ticket. Like if you just pass one on the street, you might get a ticket. You might not. But if they're posted up looking for somebody,
yeah, that means they're looking.
You're 9 chances out of 10, you're going to get a ticket.
I was going over my apology in my head. So I was going to say, I'm really, really sorry, officer. I got to work really early.
You know, JC's thinking, okay, do I lead with hello? I'm JC.
I never do that.
Regional radio star.
Never do that.
And I've been working on a movie tonight.
Or go with the Espanol. Go with the Espanol.
The movie
first.
He was a white dude.
That's what I'm saying. Go with the Espanol.
No hablo inglés.
No hablo inglés.
33.
Yeah.
So he starts. I hear him get out of his car because you know how they sit there and they run your plates. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there. I'm going over my speech. I'm going over my apology.
Did you contemplate taking off your shirt?
No. Why would I take my shirt off?
Hey,
Jenna?
I always do that on cops, dude.
I don't know.
Why would I take my shirt off?
Just because that's what they do.
You're not packing heat.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's smart. I should have.
And to show off your ab.
See, I don't want to show off my. There's nothing to show off. And he starts walking up. He shuts his door, and I hear him walking up. And he gets to the back of my car, and he stops.
Uh oh.
I'm like, why is he stopping? What's going on here? And I still have my hands at 10 at 2, and I'm looking in my mirror. And he stops, and I see him put his hand on his gun.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is he doing this? He doesn't even know I'm Mexican.
He saw the keys on top of your car.
I didn't even give him my ID yet, so he doesn't know I'm Mexican. So what's going on? No minority thing going on.
You bring your plate, Jose Chavez. I wonder how he knew you were a Mexican guy.
Maybe that's what it was, Al. I don't know. So he stops there, and I see him just kind of looking into the mirror, and he goes, sir,
uh-oh.
What is on your hands?
Uh-oh.
See, what happened was I left the filming area. Or
where you're doing the movie.
The set where we're doing the movie. And it happened to be a very bloody fight scene. And the makeup girl said, I can clean you up if you want. And that way you can go home. But she takes like 30 minutes to do that. And I really wanted to get home.
Those
so I said,
makeup people, they're so annoying.
I was like, I'll just go home. I'll just take a shower real quick and I'll rinse off when I get home. And I completely didn't even realize that I had a bloody hand. I had blood splatter all over my arm.
Oh,
it's okay, sir. I'm a movie star.
I had black and blue on my lip so that because I was supposed to get punched. I have a black eye and I have blood on my face.
So, you're ready to go to Halloween
party. This dude is like, I just stumbled across a very bad
drug deal gone bad.
Yeah, right. This guy just did something extremely bad. And
well,
so,
he hasn't seen your acting yet.
Well, thanks, Kelly. And so he goes, sir, can you, what's on your hands? Stick them out the window. And I'm like, oh.
Blood.
So I should have said fake blood, but for some reason, because I was thinking about the apology, I was like, it's blood. He goes, sir, please step out of the vehicle.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, oh, no, I meant to. And he goes, no, sir, please just step out. And I meant to keep trying to talk so I could tell him what happened. And he goes, just step out, please. And I said, okay. So I reached.
That's when you punch it, right?
I pulled it. I get out of the car and I have my hands up. And he goes, sir, turn around. And I turned around and now you can see all the blood on my face and on my clothes.
No, you're good.
And he goes, can you please tell me exactly what happened tonight? And I was like, sir.
Dude, I've been shot.
I am so sorry. No. I promise you, I was just filming a movie over by this lake. And this is fake blood. I'm not really bruised. I didn't kill anybody. I swear to God, I'm a good person.
Yeah, that's what not
I'm a good person.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm a good actor.
I'm a good guy.
I know that had nothing to do with my acting.
You'll probably see my film at the Cinemark at the local theater in the next month or two.
See, how's this
you may recognize me from Dish Nation.
I'm just method. Fox. I stay in this blood.
And I guess you could tell that the blood was fake at that point because he started laughing. Just that relief laughing. Like, oh my.
You're an actor?
Yeah.
Why is this turning to me?
Yeah, exactly what made him laugh.
Hope you act better and you get out of a ticket.
I hate you guys so much. So he started laughing because I think he was just relieved. And he goes, okay, sir, just get back in your car. Can I see your ID? And I hand it to him. And he just kind of looks at the ID. And he hits it like he's angry. And I'm like, oh, man.
You pissed him off.
I made him mad again. What did I do now? And he goes, he just kind of gave me that look. And he goes, all right, buddy. And he saw that I live two blocks away. And he goes, I know who you are.
Oh, did he go, Dish Nation?
That's what we Dish Nation. Then he shoots up in the air. Pow, 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 pow.
And I'm like, sir, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to speed. I was just trying to get home. I got to wake up early. I have a newborn at home. I threw out that I have a newborn at home.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've never gotten out of a traffic ticket. Please, can you just spare me this one time? And he goes, all right, this time I'm just going to give you a warning, sir. But please, don't drive around looking like you murdered somebody.
That's good advice for everyone. So,
yeah, right, right.
So he did that, and he handed me, and he asked me how the movie was going. I said, I'm doing a great job. Thank you for asking.
Man.
Wow.
And that's my, and I got my first traffic ticket.
All right.